Perfect.
Only six. Only six.
So
six and a
going
half.
Back to my best memory. So yes. That was on the first day of AHR, and I don't know how to answer questions about the products that we sell because I was on the shipping side, like I'd mentioned before, and I didn't know how to technically answer. Like, I don't know what the heck is BTU at that time. And
you literally just found out in the past 3 months what BTU was.
Yeah, exactly. Wow. Thanks, man. I'm talking 4.5 years ago, but I don't know where that 3 months come from.
What's it mean, BTU? What's that?
Yeah, what is
British
that?
Thermal
what
is units?
You tell me. You tell
the
me.
British thermal
Stop
units.
Testing him. Stop testing him. Okay, continue your story.
Perfect. So a lot of people came to me with questions, and I typically am the person that, I need to have an answer. Yeah. And I was speechless, so I had to shadow all of our sales guys at that time and our engineers just to, pretty much find the right answer. So I come back from the trip, and then I had a chat with Kirk that, hey, tell me what direction to go in because I want to have these answers if I want to be successful in the sales side of things. So he had put me in the same office with our engineers just so I could hear all the technical questions that people ask us on a daily basis, just so I could constantly ask things that I don't understand. So Ian Slinger, he's one of our lead engineers. So a lot of questions, learning comes from him as well that, hey, why was this engineer looking for this or why was this contractor looking for this? And then Kirk himself, he has helped me a lot in terms of understanding why, what product gets specs for what benefits each of the product does as well. So is the case with Al. So I work closely with Alan Zanadine, and he's amazing. So they got me to also do some of the warranties on the products that gave me a very in-depth product knowledge as to how the fundamental components inside components work in each one of the units. So, yeah.
So in essence, what you've learned was just the experience of finding out how much you don't know and how much you had to find out during those 4 years.
That's still one of my best memory, I would say. And I'm glad I did that because that kind of bring the basis of my learning off Axiom product
And it's great. You know, jokes aside, there's so many jokes here, but that's great about Axiom that they put in that time to actually train you and put you with their engineers so that they could answer all that question.
Certainly.
All those questions.
Yeah. And we are engaged with CIPH and CHC as well. I currently sit on the CIPH board for Saskatchewan. So
yikes.
Yikes.
See, I knew that was coming.
It's Saskatchewan, man. I got to say
See,
something.
See, that's why
time.
It was not part of my intro because I'm like, shit, he's going to pull that leg.
That being said, you started bringing up somewhat of the culture of Axiom. Everybody has their unique culture, and what would your unique culture for Axiom be? What do you guys bring to the table?
A
culture, family. How do you guys all? You're a smaller company. You have 30 employees. Is it a family base that everybody hangs out together?
Serious question. So you being an employee, what's a mission statement or what are core values that you have for your business?
Core values, there is only one lately, as of an hour ago, not to hang out with Terrence Chan.
Right.
he said Terrence Chan, not
because he has some cat fishing freaking profile picture on his Instagram.
Yeah.
This guy cannot ride motorcycle, but he has a motorcycle picture on his Instagram, misleading the audience.
That was a good picture. It definitely tricked you.
That was
so
in
he
Germany.
Came up to me and he was like, hey,
let's go riding.
I saw you have a picture of a bike. Let's go riding sometime. And I tell him, I don't ride no damn bikes.
That was in Germany.
What do you ride?
That was just me at the museum at BMW. I sat on a damn bike.
Germany.
I found an image that was a blurred image on the street, and I put myself there. And then now everybody thinks I ride a bike when they see
my
Instagram.
So you are, in fact, on that motorcycle.
Oh, hell yeah.
He rides in my little sidecar.
Yeah, you're Robin.
Oh, the Hezbollah?
Yeah.
That is the most hilarious video till day, man. It's amazing.
Man. That's too much for me. No, but
look, we have an audience now.
We do.
Oh, see how many people my brown accent brought in?
So
the boomer brought all his kids.
Oh, so, shit. That's awesome. Yeah.
So Axiom is known for their neutralizers and all the other glycol feeds and et cetera, et cetera. But, mm-hmm. What are you guys doing on that side of how HVAC's coming into that space? I know you guys are a little bit on the HVAC space, but what's coming on that end that Axiom's kind of going, hey, we got to do something about this because we got heat pumps coming and all that stuff, but because all of the stuff we were working on before were boilers and tankless stuff, right?
Right. So condensate neutralizers is something Axiom's been selling, I believe, close to 20 years now. We offer products anywhere from residential all the way up to commercial industrial applications. We also have neutralizers with pump combinations for different applications. However, just coming out of pandemic, we started our separate independent product line called condensate pumps as well, along with condensate neutralizers.
I remember this guy, hold on. I remember this guy, we went to his booth at AHR, and he was so proud.
He was like, so proud of it.
With the condensate pumps.
He had a condensate pump, and he was like, oh, look at this flyer. I designed it. It's so nice, Terrence.
Hey, you put them on your Instagrams, man. You really like that.
Yeah. Daryl did. I didn't. It's different.
We brought so many people
to your booth. Or our new pump matches your hairstyle, so we don't know which one it is.
It does.
We brought so many people to your booth that day. There were so many people there, and we made sure they knew that you made that flyer.
But yeah, aside from those pumps, that's true. You guys did make those pumps. Those were neat.
Yeah.
Those were actually neat.
You guys are the reason behind my promotion. Well, like, fuck it. You are no longer designing this shit.
Where's our kickback?
Get out of the office.
Yeah, we need a kickback for this.
I need a kickback for that.
I want 2% for all sales.
Two. I'm going to get four.
Perfect.
Sign up.
So we have sold 3 pumps so far, so it's on its way. I'm kidding.
But how has the intake of that been, like, when you guys are launching that? Like,
it's pretty good. So yeah. The pump that I had showed you at AHR is the mini-split condensate pump option, but it's been 2 to 3 years that we have been selling condensate pumps, so it's not a new product. It's just a product added to that category line, and that's something that has expanded Axiom's product catalog a little bit more. That we offer to the market
for the HVAC end, correct?
Exactly. Yep.
Then, what are your thoughts with Axiom and this whole electrification process? You know, I've never heard your thoughts on it. You know, I have a lot of my own thoughts about how in Canada, from Vancouver side all the way to this side right now, that there's a whole electrification problem where we're going heat pumps and all that stuff, right? Like, how does that affect you guys? Does that affect you guys at all, other than the pumps that you're making, or is there anything underlying?
To some degree, yes. With my, and I'm not guru about this right now, but hopefully at some point with a few more gray hairs, I might be able to talk more knowledge. Are you looking?
What kind of gel do you use on that?
Yeah, you got some height on that hair, bro.
Yeah,
it's
you blow dry it.
I'm the brown Johnny Bravo. Yeah.
It is a Johnny Bravo. Do you blow dry it?
I do.
Yeah,
I got a shitty hair.
Like egg whites in it? You put egg whites in it?
No.
No? Why not?
I got some egg whites.
Like mango lassi that you get at the Indian restaurant. Oh. Straight down.
No. Never heard of that.
Okay, I don't want to hear about your hair anymore.
Okay, never mind. Go ahead.
What's down the pipeline?
Oh, some new products.
Yes.
More contribution to our existing product categories, whether that be on the system feeder side. Axiom's been an innovative company, anything new that we come with, and that's one of the things that I admire about the company. We just do not want to continue to sell the same shit. Mm-hmm. We want to make sure that we adapt to new things, take customers' feedback on the existing product that we sell, what kind of solutions that we could offer our existing product in with more improvements, and make them adaptable to new technology that is coming into the market. So Axiom's digital feeders basically is a true example of that as well.
The DMF, right?
The DMF series, exactly. Prior to that, anything in the residential offering Axiom had was our model MF200, which is more on the mechanical side. But that digital feeder has opened a lot of doors for us in terms of answering a lot of questions that contractors or the homeowners had in terms of seeing low-level fluid inside the tank and a whole low pressure alarms, high pressure alarms, and all those things that the previous feeder was doing its job but didn't communicate to you. All these things are improvement made to the next product offering. And I think I mean, there are a lot of things in the pipeline, but any upcoming products from Axiom is going to be an improvement of what we currently offer,
yeah.
Just to make sure that we make that change in the market. Because Axiom, this was a big year for us. It is a company that was incorporated back in 1994. It started from Kirk's dad's garage. So that's where the first SF100, the commercial glycol feeder, was made, assembled. And there is the oldest feeder that I've seen till date is from 1998. It's at Colony down in Swift Current, Saskatchewan. Mm. So long ways out, but...
All right. I'm bored already, so let's cut him off.
Yeah, just because you saw Corey walked in,
I heard
you wanted to throw in your...
Corey's head is very shiny today.
He had way too much product stuff in there, and I'm just like, I'm gone.
Yeah.
I was falling asleep. Let's talk about you. What questions do we have about this man?
I don't know.
Like, what do you do for fun, dude?
Yeah, what do you do for fun?
Like, actually ride motorcycles?
Yeah.
I don't sit on motorcycle and take pictures to catfish people. So,
wow.
He was so disappointed. Look at it. You hear
this
the,
guy?
You
am.
Hear it
in his, I'm looking for a riding buddy.
This guy's got some
sad.
Fire on him.
He's like, so he's sad that
sass.
You don't ride a motorcycle. I'm kind of sad, too.
Sass.
No, I'm sass. Sad that you don't ride a motorcycle.
No, you are sad.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Adam?
I am sad. I am sad.
But
Adam's
how often do you ride these? How often do you ride these motorcycles?
I don't know what happened.
Motorcycles.
Oh shit! I thought moped because that's what you fit on.
Oh
I actually,
yeah.
I actually rode my first moped when I was in
Thailand,
in Miami.
Oh,
well,
I thought Thailand.
Are scooters and you know, aside from all this work shit, let's real shit now, strictly talking shit. Like,
okay, have you been to Thailand?
No, I haven't. No. Actually, I've been to
it's his favorite place
Bangkok,
to go.
Bangkok. But are mopeds Bangkok. And scooters the same?
Can we say that?
Did you?
I did a scooter, apparently. It was
did
like,
you?
What do you mean?
Bangkok.
No. no. Are scooters and mopeds the same? Get me a damn answer.
Here. There's so many people.
Our scooters and mopeds the same?
I don't think you guys understand. We have so many people watching us right now on all these cameras. So many people.
Yeah, so I think scooters have gears like that you shift with your foot, and moped is like just free race and brakes. I think so.
I mean, we were on a scooter together in Germany. Together.
No, not the electric
a moped,
ones.
Yeah,
those
yeah.
little
he's
scooter ones. Like,
one.
I'm talking about the bike
scoot,
ones.
Scoot.
He's talking about the gas ones.
Scoot, scoot.
I was,
scoot?
So I was in one in Florida. Here's the story. It was first time riding, and I thought I was a shit. I thought I was hot. I was going fast.
Holy
and
shit.
And then I parked it, and I took it out of the park zone, and I was like, shit, I'm good.
I'm good.
And then Jason's sitting behind me because he forgot his license. He'll love this episode. I tell him about it. And he's like, I don't have my license. I'm like, oh, man, it's too bad for you. I'm having so much fun.
Shit.
I'm so good. Then I start riding it, and I somehow lost control. And it fucking went up this curb. And I almost hit the bike. I stopped it in time, but it chipped my shoe. I just had a new...
Chipped your shoe?
I had a new pair of shoes, and it was the
you
Ultra Boost,
chip?
And it chipped the side of it. I was so fucking angry, but I was still happy.
Their shoes.
Because I didn't hit the bike. I didn't hit the bike.
Yeah,
and that's my story of motorcycles.
Because this was like a rental or something?
Yeah. It went.
No,
it,
your
yeah.
shoes were
Dude,
rentals?
The lip was like 6 inches high.
Yeah.
It went up the fucking lip, and I was so scared. Because it was Jason.
Okay, I think Corey needs a mic too.
We're not talking to audiences right now.
Yeah, we have
Stop
too many
to
people. We
this.
Have too many questions.
We asked
I'm
if you
want to
be in here. You didn't want to be in here.
We
now
have too
you
many people here.
You gotta shut your mouth.
Yeah. We have too many people here. Too many questions.
Wow. Yeah, too many people here, and you can't just be the only one talking to us. No, but that was my experience with bikes.
That's
like,
awesome.
What was your closest experience when you're riding a bike? Like, have you had any dangerous calls?
I don't know. Oh, the dangerous calls were only when I was back at Microsoft as Bob Baker.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Hold up. We don't call names here, but...
Yeah, okay. But...
awkward!
Yeah, that's when I asked people for the last 4 digits of their SID numbers.
Yeah.
Never mind. Back to any problems with my writing career. No, I've only been doing it for about 17 years, so no bad calls so far. I think
so
I'm a good writer.
Do you gel your hair up like that when you ride bikes?
No.
Does it stay?
I'm like Corey during summertime.
Can I get a picture of you without your hair up?
Sure.
Okay.
Which ones?
The naked ones.
Jesus, okay. I'm gonna get out of here.
No, that's awesome. Any other hobbies other than biking, though?
Yeah, I like to work on cars. So I'll be making
like
some small repairs to it, like oil change, or installing some new accessory that I've came across on TikTok or like something. And
LEDs?
Then just throw that on.
LEDs?
Yeah,
some
ditch lights.
RGBs?
Yeah.
Some RGBs, you throw them underneath?
Yep.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color? Red.
Yeah, I just want to ask you.
Have we gone through this?
Yeah. What's your favorite color?
Red.
Red?
Okay. Yeah. Right. On checks.
Perfect.
What's your favorite color? What do you like?
Otherwise, it's green. But
what's your favorite drink?
What's your favorite drink? What's your favorite alcoholic beverage?
Guinness.
Oh, yeah, doggy.
If I need to chug it, it's Guinness.
Yeah. What Everybody
else? All day long.
What else do you chug?
Tequila.
What else do you chug?
No, but great experience. Like I know you've done a lot of work with Axiom, but you know when we go back to what we're really trying to talk about,
yeah.
After knowing who you are, and we're not really interested.
Uh-oh, his boss is here. We got to.
Oh shit.
Okay, we got to.
Slow walk.
Okay, we're gonna go back to professional. We're not gonna talk about his favorite color.
Yeah, because the man who's paying for the podcast just walked in, and
yeah,
we got to
so
get
a little serious.
So,
okay, serious question.
So,
your products.
Yeah. So being young.
being young.
No, being young, like what's some advice that you give to people who are trying to get into these industries, to this industry itself? Like you've gone through it. We're talking about almost 4 years from now. So you started at Axiom at what, like 24,
25, 24, yeah.
25?
So, 24, yeah.
Yeah, like for people that want to go in, you know, I don't think people know enough of that side where you can go into a manufacturer sales rep or even a manufacturer all of a sudden, like, What are your tips on doing such things, and what's some advice?
Personal take, it's been a great experience for me. Like I'd mentioned, sales is not the only thing that you could do in the industry. If you come from an engineering background, there is a lot that you could help different manufacturers, even companies like Axiom, with in terms of further developing their product. If you have good computer design skills and all that, you could even get guys to design their hydronic systems and all. At the same time, if you have a good eye for detail, you can also be an inside sales guy and spec out product. Like you could do quotations for different distributors that sells exactly what we sell, mm-hmm. but these people just don't have to get in front of people. So there's a lot to do in the industry. You just need the right focus, the right people, and like I'd mentioned, the industry has a lot of people that basically share their knowledge with you. They're welcoming, they always encourage you, and stay away from Terrence Chan. He'll always pull your leg.
Where were you yesterday?
I yesterday?
Yeah, did you go out yesterday?
What time?
I don't know, 9, 10?
10?
10.
I was enjoying a good Middle Eastern dish, like hummus and
is it Malaysian? Did you have
I just said Middle Eastern. How much have you traveled, Terrence?
Not enough.
Exactly.
Why didn't we go out this? I met you 2 years ago here at CMPX.
Yep,
we
Amsterdam.
We had an Amsterdam brew house, and we didn't get to go out this time.
Well, that's what.
Hey, the show is not over.
That's what they're
going
known
tonight.
For. You didn't know that's what they're known for. They just call you and they ghost you.
Wow.
Oh.
Uh-oh. You're in trouble.
You got some trouble here with the alcohol.
You're in trouble. Get over there.
All right. Back to the podcast.
Back to the podcast. Axiom.
So we could go out
a
tonight.
Wonderful product. No, I'm driving home to Niagara Falls tonight. I'm excited.
That's right.
It's been busy.
It's been a busy show. How was the show for you guys? A lot of people coming by your booth?
Certainly. We're always a busy booth. We love
What's the product that you're highlighting? Like, are you highlighting anything at your booth this year?
Certainly. So the big show where we launched most of our products, like we do every year, was the HR show.
Yeah.
So Axiom has chemical offering both on water treatment side along with service side. So the inhibitors, Protect One, this is an inhibitor that chemical, the inhibitor that Axiom sell, we are offering it in a pressured can now, just mm-hmm. to make an easy introduction into a hydraulic system. So that's one of the product that we're highlighting, along with that is the mini split condensate pump.
He's diving into every
product. I did see that.
Let me sell more for you. Let me sell more for you on top. The F steel though.
Yeah.
F-Steel. Let's talk about that. I mean, yes, Axum is sponsoring this, but for real, one of my favorite products, if you've ever...
what is it?
Clean heat exchangers.
Oh, yeah.
It's
yeah,
like
yeah,
the Beastman.
It's a product that's engineered for stainless steel heat exchangers.
Wow.
And
damn. Yeah. Like, it's nice. You like
stuff,
it, eh?
That stuff is hot. Like, you get it, you get a brush on it.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, it just cleans out the heat exchanger like it's new again.
It's good. See, I like your sound effects.
That's that's what people did when they didn't have power tools.
Yeah, that... yeah, no, that's crazy. Why is your booth so small this year, though?
See, we're coming back from the AHR show.
Yeah, your AHR booth was phenomenal. You don't care about Canada or what?
Right, well, we do.
Yeah.
We are a growing company.
Because you're from Saskatchewan.
Yeah, exactly. Strictly talking shit, not strictly grilling shit. You know? We're not here.
I don't need any more grilling. Come on. Yeah. Anyways.
It's not small. Don't let him see.
Are we still talking about the boots?
I almost missed it.
Oh, sorry. What were you talking about?
I don't know.
We were talking about how phenomenal your booth was in AHR. And
so Axum has multiple booths. Yeah. As you guys may know, the next show that's coming up is down in Moncton, the meat show.
Yep. Meat show.
So either we have to ship this booth out or the next one. But yeah, like I said, we're a growing company. Our biggest focus for shows like... this is to do more customer engagement.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
it's still the focus when we go down in AHR as well. But in all honesty, it's a show that we have like 3 times, like you said, or 10 times more audience than here.
Yeah.
We have a bigger team,
yeah,
and we can't have a booth this small there because we're going to be blocking the aisles and everything.
Yeah.
Secondly, for out here, we just want to make sure that I could fit in, so that's how the booth is sized.
I know, you could fit perfectly in that booth.
Two fit six people.
six and a half.
Hey, where's Terrence's booth?
Since we're
right there, see those booths right there? That's ours.
Yeah, that's
it's
ours.
About the same size as yours.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Hey, so since everybody knows it's going to be a cleanup day, aside from cleanup, when you start the show to the end of the show, a lot of people don't know the amount of work that gets put into it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how early are you to prepare for this show to get your booth up?
I mean, I know it took you half a day.
I know. It only takes us... Okay, if Kirk's not listening, then it only takes us 2 hours, but we have to write off our beer, so it takes about 10 hours of setup.
Yeah.
Right, 10 hours. Right. Yeah. This podcast is also 10 hours, but it's also not if you're not listening.
Yeah, when I'm talking, it feels like 10 hours, right?
No, it's boring.
Yeah.
the booth over at AHR, how long does that usually take to set up? Do you have a team that sets those up? Or?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's me.
Yeah.
Job security.
There's six people, remember that.
You do everything. You Photoshop, you set up the booth, you
train. I'm surprised I didn't Photoshop his video. Like, sorry, the picture on his...
Yeah,
Instagram there
like with the motorcycle.
Yeah,
he really is.
I'm actually a better Photoshopper than you, so you might as well pay me to do Axiom's flyers or whatever you're creating for them.
You'll do my wedding photo shoot. How about that?
Oh,
Imptus Media will cover it.
He's gonna use his iPhone 14.
I want to, but I don't want to look at your face too much.
Oh,
that's the hard part.
Hey, just focus on the camera, okay? There is a lot going on with it.
What
stop
camera
focusing
do we look
on
at?
My face.
All the lights
what about,
on the cameras
about take,
are
what about takedown of the booth, for real? Like, when we're cleaning up today, you know, I'm just curious myself because we know that this is going to close down soon because we're the last people and there's barely anybody listening to us.
But
and
we're in an empty hall right now.
Sorry, we have a lot of people. I mean,
we have 150 people watching us right now. You don't see that? Yeah.
But how long does it take to
they're all in their underwear.
I think it's going to take us... I don't know, anywhere from an hour to 1.5 hours. We have a...
Take you that long to tear down that small booth?
So we have a trade show crate. Anything that is on the table, we're just going to take the products aside and all those pieces go together to form a crate. Mm-hmm. And we just throw all the product in and ship it out.
Is there anything
it's a milk
you,
crate.
Wait, is there anything you don't want to take back to Saskatchewan so Adam can help you?
Yeah, I'll take some stuff off your hands. It's fine.
Sounds good. Empty water bottles that we are hiding around the booth.
No, I saw a couple. I saw a couple feeders. I saw a couple neutralizers.
Tencent recycling.
I'll take a few neutralizers.
I think they were giving out samples. So if you guys are listening, and
hey, we could always send those to you.
I don't want them.
See, you know you can get them.
I already have them.
I already have them. And you guys are missing six beads. Until you give me my extra six beads that you're missing from my neutralizer, I don't want another one.
Dude, yeah. Just ride your motorcycle.
I still
down,
can't
okay?
believe you counted every single bead in the neutralizer.
I'll show you a video one
I'm
day.
I'm surprised how he owns like 2-3 businesses.
He probably bought something on Amazon that counts
so
beads
now
it, full.
Now it turns out to grilling me, okay.
Yeah.
No, but thank you so much for coming today. We had a great time. Again, jokes aside, like, you guys are a great company. I love working with
Wonderful
you guys.
Wonderful company.
And
yeah.
I'm glad we've met you. Okay, one quick story about this guy. This guy keeps coming up to me one day on AHR.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, you don't talk to me, Terrence. I'm too small fry for
you.
He's
so sad.
And then he's like, oh, you don't talk to me. You don't want to call me. You don't want to go out for lunch for me. I was like, what the heck?
It's because you live in Saskatchewan.
Dude, this story is the other way around.
Oh.
But sure.
You never talk to me.
He hasn't even talked to you yet until he came to this podcast. He's actually more disrespectful than
Adam,
he thought I was.
I don't talk to you.
Last CMPX, like I just went up to your booth and I just started drinking your beer. That was about it. Right?
That's when we met the first time.
Yeah, we did. We met 2 years ago, CMPX. It was
that's perfect.
The other hall. It was
and
great.
And we've met a lot.
Yeah, we've seen a lot of each other since then.
That's perfect. A lot more stupid stories.
Yeah.
Stupid stories. But seriously, thank you much. Thank you guys for sponsoring one of our podcasts. If you guys don't know, again, you guys can find Axiom at booth what? It doesn't matter.
1429. It's still off for next half an hour, and you can see my pretty face there.
And you'll miss it if you blink.
Oh, by the way, Adam, I came across a good post on your Instagram page the other day.
You are
a real good hero saving that cat.
Oh
shit, man, that was so amazing.
You saved the cat?
Yeah. I saved a cat a few years ago. I'm not gonna say it. I have a few punchlines, but I'm
yeah,
not
exactly.
Say it.
I just held that.
I know it's really
sexual
hard to hide
windows.
That.
No, none of those.
No.
But thank you. Like, appreciate you coming out here, Aslan. You know, it takes a lot of time from your booth and for you to kind of educate us and tell us about what you are, what you do. It's great.
It's great.
It's refreshing. And
you're one of the brands we always talk to, too. We always like coming over and seeing what you guys are coming up with. And we appreciate what you
guys
do for the industry.
As much as we grill you,
yeah,
we love you.
That's perfect. I love that. And I love your guys' support towards Axiom. We as a company certainly appreciate that. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy your guys' company. I mean, Terrence, I don't know, catfishing, but...
I'm pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Sure, Adam is truly a genuine guy. Yeah.
But too long of a goodbye.
Not letting people say that.
Thank you very much. Strictly Talking Shit, last episode 3 of the show. We got Adam, me, and
one question.
No.
After you're done with your wrap-up shit.
Yeah.
Okay. What's been the most shittiest podcast so far? If you're saying this one, we're throwing hands.
This one.
Damn.
Peace.
Okay.